Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Hey, what's going on, Nick?
Don't worry about it. I've had to wait.
Sure, thank you.
What's going on? This is JB with your weekly radio show. Sorry for the inconvenience, man. Tonight, you know, had to take my wife to the urgent care, you know, got to take care of family first. So, you know, I called and let, you know, everybody know, and I posted on the page. But, you know, like I said, I got to take care of my family first. And, man, urgent care is crazy. Sat in there for about an hour just to get, you know, just to check in. But let me go ahead and let y'all know about some things upcoming. Just this weekend, you got the Door Wars. And I guess y'all know, I mean, it's no secret, the Animal Control Mustang will be going head-to-head with the Shark. And you also, I mean, I know Nate Pritchard is debuting his 10-5 car. Ricky Tippett is debuting his drag radio car. And there's a few other cars that are going to be debuted this week. So, hey, stay tuned, you know. Stay tuned to, you know, hearing what's going on. Like I said, we got the Door Wars coming this weekend. Next weekend, you got a Test and Tune slash, I think it's like a Freaky Friday event at Colonial Beach. You have Carlton Thornton taking on the Copperhead, and you also have Leonardo Bannister and Relentless taking on Copperhead, and I think Mark Jones is even locked in to do battle next week. And also the same day at Colonial, up there with Mr. Bradshaw, you got Country Strong, Lou Collins, taking on the Wicked Bird, Bruce Styles, at Colonial. I think they're going to the big end. I really do. I think they're going to the big end. So that is the Wicked Bird taking on Country Song, Lou Collins.
Okay, I'm going to
So look, if anybody wants me to open a line and they want to get something off their chest tonight, or they got something they want to say, you know, all mics will be open. Like I said, I mean, I had a lot going on. We're just leaving urgent care right now. The old lady she's breaking out and all kinds of stuff going on. So, like I said, you know, I still decided I was going to start the show up tonight just to give y'all a heads up on what's coming up. Like I said, this weekend you got the Door Wars at Maryland. They're already prepping. They're already going down through there. I know Kenny Beecham, I think, was shaking it down there earlier. They're heading to Darlington this weekend because, you know, this weekend is Bounty Day with Pro Stock Joe out there at Darlington, and that's Bounty Day. So the horsemen are traveling to Bowman. Also, like I said, I'm going to give you a heads up again. Next week you have two tracks going some action next week. You got, like I said, Copperhead is locked in two different times. He's taking on Leonardo Bannister in the Relentless, and he's taking on Carlton Thornton in the G-Body. Who's next? Other than that, you know, like I said, at Capitol, you got Wicked Bird, Bruce Style, taking on Lou Collins. So, I mean, you know, that's a big one. And then upcoming, you know, a couple weeks from now, it's right around the corner. May 3rd, you got Mr. Monster Motorsports, and you know, he's putting his he's putting the pro mods on at Capitol. He's got, I think he's got a couple of pro mods already locked in. Plus, you know, he's got some match racers that are pretty heavy. He's got Cubby Bannister in Drive-By taking on Sean Murphy in the Straight Bullet. You got Tricky Ricky himself, Mr. Tricky Ricky, taking on Fuji. And also, the last race, I'm not sure, but I know Charlie Brown is taking on a Mustang. I do not know the Mustang, but Charlie Brown is the last one. And then you also have Running Bear Shelton Gillis taking on Hell Yeah. So this is all that's going on May 3rd. And, you know, like I said, I'm just keeping you updated on the events. Also in May, you got my event that, you know, I'm doing is me, J-Bond, and Custom T, and we put it on May 31st at Colonial Beach. It's called the Bad Blood Playoff. The Bad Blood Playoff. We're having two shootouts. We're having a shootout for small block nitrous, stock front suspension, no wheelie ball, $1,000 payout, free entry, category one. Then category two, we got 28 and 275, and you got big block or small block, any power adder, stock front suspension, no wheelie bars, and that's a $2,000 payout, free entry, both shootouts. Also, we got a couple sponsors coming in. We got Eric Ock with ARC Components. He's coming in. He's donating a warmer, a dual voltage bottle warmer, to the winner of the small block shootout. So the category one winner, not only will he win $1,000, but he will leave there with a dual voltage bottle warmer for the nitrous bottle. And category two, not only will you leave with $2,000 in your pocket and a free entry, but you will also be in touch with Mr. Thomas Queen and Mr. Rob Turner, because you will be receiving a fiberglass hood, a fiberglass hood of your choice. So just understand that the category two winner will get a glass hood of your choice. This is all the things that are going down on May 31st. So, you know, just, hey, put that in your calendar. You know, mark your date. Man, it's a lot going on. I mean, it's truly a lot going on. So, you know, these are dates that are coming up. These are dates that I already have given you penciled. So, you know, put them down on your calendar. Check them out, because I'm going to tell you, it's a lot of action coming to the DMV, and we want to keep y'all updated. So if anybody has anything to say, I will be on for the next couple minutes. You can click the one button. You can give me, you know, tell me what you got to say, or get any, you know, if there's a call out on your chest that you want to get off, you definitely can get any call out off your chest. So, you know, hey, look, here we go. We got some stuff going on, but, you know, like I said, the lines are open right now for any call out. Any call out. I don't care if it's a motorcycle, a car, you know, it's a four wheeler. If you got a call out tonight that you are trying to get off your chest, hey, the one button is open right now. Or if you want to tell me who you're going with on the race between the Shark and Ricky Fox and Animal Control, please press the one button, because I want to hear what you got to say. Because, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and give you, you know, I'm just going to give you what's on my mind. And, you know, I don't want to hurt no feelings or anything, but my pick is Animal Control. So if anybody, you know, has something to say or they feel some kind of way, they can let me know. But like I said, I mean, my pick for Saturday and who I'm riding with that blue Mustang, I'm riding with Animal Control. So you've heard it here. If anybody got anything to say, like I said, you can hit the one button, and you definitely can be on with me right now. But, you know, this is just a pick, you know. I mean, everybody's got their right to pick who they're going to ride with. And like I said, I'm going to ride with that blue Mustang, of animal control. Now, truthfully, let's be honest, both cars are in the same ballpark, so it should be who leaves first.
Yes, I got a prescription for Grogan.
Yes. All right, so nobody's clicking that one button, so everybody must be a little shy tonight, you know. I understand that, you know, the show didn't start on time, but I still got a lot of callers in here right now, and, you know, nobody's clicking that one button to let me know what's going on. So, you know, I'm going to stay on. I'm going to stay on for the next 10 or 15 minutes, and, you know, I'm going to give some. Oh, here we go. 240-577-1615. You are on.
JB, what's up? This is Charles.
What's going on, man?
What's going on, homie? You know, all years, all winter long, I've been on that animal control, right? I'm going to back my boys up strong, you know what I mean?
Who are you? So let me know, Charles, who are you going with?
I'm going with animal control. I've been going with them all winter long, baby.
Hey, man, I respect that, man, because you always, one thing I know, and I can guess, this is Charles Somerville, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I know who this was. So one thing I can say about you is that you always are backing up your people, and you always are going to stick with who you like. So, you know, the thing I respect is, you know, you didn't change. I mean, I understand that everybody, you know, everybody's been seeing the shark make these nice takedowns, and I ain't gonna lie, the thing is getting, it's getting small really quick. And, I mean, I'm going to put it to you like this. Both cars are in the same ballpark. So with that being said, you know, whoever leaves that tree first, let's just be honest, whoever leaves that tree first, and they don't go into a tire shake, game is over.
Yes, sir. It's going to come down to a driver's race, man. Yes, it's going to come down to a driver's race.
And see, I'm not going to hide anything. I know, you know, I'm probably going to get criticized because everybody and their mama is riding with the shark. But the thing is, you know, the last couple of times that, you know, I mean, that Francis and Ricky have, you know, sat door to door, even though it's been Francis' car, I mean, the outcome has been Ricky's favor. So, I mean, I wouldn't, you know, hey, if Adam and Francis, the team Francis, knock off Ricky, I'm not going to be upset because, you know what, it's a race that the DMV needs. And, I'm totally behind it because I'm going to tell you right now, you got people from New York, Philly, Georgia, Florida talking about this race because they know, truthfully, these are two of the fastest stock suspension radio cars in America.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And they got every right. I'm just happy to see that both cars are really from the DMV. You know what I mean? That just gives DMV racing more publicity and let them know that we do have some fast cars in the DMV.
Oh, yes, sir, man. And you know the thing about it, man? The thing is that, you know, the DMV right now is coming up, man. I mean, you got, like, all right, put it like this. Last weekend, my boy Carlton Thornton, who, you know, I know his dad real well. I know Wayne real well. The man, Carlton, is still in college, young gun, and he went up there, and you know what he told me? He said, man, JB, I'm going in the battle in the small block shootout, and I'm going to tell you, they got some heavy hitters. They got, but you know, he didn't cry. He didn't, you know, say this, but he didn't complain. He went up there, and, you know, his first pass, he shook the tie. He lost the race, but you know what? He came back, didn't make any, you know, it was like, hey, man, you know, went out, shook the tires, and I lost the money. So, hey, you know, stuff happens. But that's what I'm saying. You got people traveling from this DMV area more and more every week. Just like this weekend, my boy, Kenny Beecham from the Horsemen, they were testing the date. So they were testing the headliner, and they are headed this weekend to Darlington for Bounty Day.
HAV, I'm going to be honest with you. I seen headline on last Sunday, man, and I'm going to tell you now, that car is right.
And I know it.
I mean, you gotta be right this year to compete the headliner. And I'm gonna tell Wickenburg, don't even worry about no cornbread, dog. Cause that's a huge big oven.
And you know what? Now that you said that, I got somebody, and I know they on one tonight, cause you know. Like I said, I had to take care of family tonight, but I told one of my boys from Philly. Now they do have a car that sits like the headliner, and I think they are gonna, you know, they've been wanting to ask about it, but they have the Mistress from Philly that is a small block, single carb, nitrous, 128. Joe don't hide, Joe don't eat. He definitely puts it out there, but I think the Mistress wants to sit at the door and headline them. And I think that would be one race that would just be epic.
Ooh, wow. Ah, JB, I can see the season's going to be good this year.
Oh, yeah, but hey, let me tell you. I done got so many. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and tell you. I got the phone call, and I was talking yesterday to a couple people. I'm not going to let one sponsor out the hat till it comes through, because this one is going to be a heavy hitter, and people are going to be like, hey. Well, you know, I've been talking to sponsor after sponsor, and one sponsor I talked to this week, you know, I called him. I said, hey, man, you know, I'm having a shootout May 31st, the Bad Blood Playoff, hosted by JB, Custom T, Jay Barnes, and John Foray, and I said, look, I'm looking for something to help out, you know, for the class one, category one and category two. And he said, look, I got something for you for category one. I said, well, what do you got? He said, I got an ARC dual voltage bottle warmer that I will shoot to you with decals, stickers, and everything, just straight up. All I want you to do, and then, you know, because at first he was like, man, I'm just going to send you just a basic bottle warmer. You know, the more and more we talked, he said, you know what, JB? I'm going to send you that dual voltage one. And, you know, I might even get a little froggy. I might send some more stuff. So I want to give a big shout-out to Eric Hawk from ARC, who is one of the sponsors for Little Country. But, like I said, Charles, it's some action. And I'm going to tell you another race that I want to see, but I probably won't be able to make it. But next weekend, I'm going to tell you, Wickenburg versus...
Man, listen, if Wickenburg don't know by now, he is Country Strong is not to be played with. There's going to be some wings clipped that day, JB. I'm going to be right there. And Bruce Styles, if you're listening, just like I posted, when you step out that truck, make sure you hand me my $200.
Yeah, I know that's one that's been talked about quite often right now, is that race with Country Strong and the Wicked Bird. And I'm going to tell you this, you know, I got to give Styles credit. I got to give him credit, because there's been plenty of times where he's went in a battle with somebody, and let's just be honest, he's been outgunned. But
yes,
that A to B Bird, if, you know, like I said, that A to B Bird, if that A to B Bird go A to B, and that other car does any type of moving, it's a problem.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
But, yeah, I guess you'd also know that April 26th, I was in the middle of it, and I was this and that, and, you know, Young Stang hit me up. He said, JB, I want you to go ahead and let it out. I will be running roadie. April 26th, House of Hook, 8 Mile, Head Up. And I'm going to just put it like that. That's probably going to be the biggest all-motor race of the year. And I'm going to tell you right now, the South Carolina and the Carolina boys, I mean, you know, they roadie. I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a good race. It's not going to be no gap. I can say, now, I will say this. If somebody takes off and the other person's sitting and they get a little tire sick, yes, you may see a gap. But if both of them cars lead a line at the same time, oh, my goodness. It's gonna be epic. And I just told, you know, I got some money locked in on the side, on the little side bet, you know, and I'm going with this thing. I'm going with the North because, you know, I got to stick with my people. But I just wish I could be there for that one. But just knowing that one is going off just makes you feel good. Because, I mean, they've been at it for close to, what, a year or two now? Back and forth,
yes,
back and forth. And just,
yes,
just to get that race off the ground is just, I was shocked.
Yes.
So what other race you want to see this year? Charles, are you still on or did I lose you? Charles Somerville. Well, I must have lost Charles. Charles must have got off tonight. But, yes, I was just ripping it up with, oh, here we go. Somebody came right back in. Let's see if this is Charles. Five, seven. Okay. I lost him again.
Like I said, I was ripping it up with Charles Somerville, and we was kicking it, you know, talking about who we were going to ride with on that race between the Sharp and Ricky Fox. And as you can see, I mean, hey, just like me, I mean, Charles is riding with Animal Control. Like I said, I got to ride with who I'm picking. And like I said, I know there's a lot of people on that Facebook and everywhere talking about the Sharp, and I give it credit. Adam Howard is flying. He is flying. But I'm just going to have to stick with my guns and my feeling on this one. I'm going to have to ride with that blue horse that, I mean, you know, Team Z and Dave Zimmerman got that blue horse making a straight pass every time they go down the track. So I'm just going to have to, you know, I'm going to have to stick to my guns on this one. And my feeling says Animal Control, so I'm going to have to go Animal Control. So, but like I said, the microphones are open right now. And if anybody else got anything they want to say, the air is open. Anybody can open their mic. This is not one of those sessions where I got somebody on here. I'm trying to just, you know, show them a little love. Anybody can get on here right now and tell me how they feel about this race coming up between Animal Control and Ricky Fox, or how you feel. I mean, we got a heavy hitter going out to Darlington this week. Kenny Beecham, like I said, is heading out to Darlington this week. And from what I saw, down he made today looks good. So, you know, in my Pro Stock Joe voice, you know, it's coming to you. It's coming to Darlington. It's coming to Bounty Day. And if you're not right, the headliner will give you something to, you know, it will give you something to talk about. Because I'm going to tell you, you know, after last week, you know, there was a race. And you know what? I had to say something because these two guys are probably going to race to the end of time. Kenny Beecham and Big Head Kenny, and I respect both of them because it's always fun and games. It's always, hey, man, we just running. You know, we're going to run. We're going to keep running. It's never nothing. It's no hard feelings, nothing. You know, everybody else going to put up this and put up that. But between the two people, the race is all fun. Both of them small block, both of them small tie, and they race, and, you know, it's over. Hey, you know, but I got to give credit to both Big Head Kenny and to Kenny from the Horsemen because, I mean, hey, that, you know, I just, once I heard, they said, somebody called me and said, hey, man, Big Head Kenny and Kenny Beecham about to run right now. I said, man, it's going to be epic again. I know everybody, and it was a crowd back there, you know, checking that race out. So every week, there is always something, there's always something, you know, going on at MIR. And also, was there, I don't know if there was any other action that took place this week, but, you know, as far as an update, I'm going to give you an update on
what we have in the area. So Kenny Beaton with the headliner, he's 1-0. You got Marco Proctor, he's 1-0. Bruce Styles on foot with the crazy 60 feet, he is 1-0. You got the slut, Dwayne Robinson, he is 0-1. You got Carlton Thornton in the Who's Next G-Body, he's 1-2. You got Big George in the Mustang, he's 0-2. You got Sammy, I think his name is Sammy, in the 57, he's 1-0. You got Buck Harvey in the Vega, he's 0-1. You got, who else you got? Let's see. You also got Big Ed Kenny. He's 0-1 right now. And I think that pretty much rounds it out right now as far as the action that has taken place so far in this year. But there's plenty more action going to take place and upcoming. So, you know, I will give you all an update each week when I hear something. But as far as right now, you know, that's all I have for you right now. And with the last 10 minutes of the show, I got to open this mic up for 610. Can I get my pizza with extra anchovies and pepperoni? 610-656-2422. Your mic is on.
What's up, JB?
What's going on?
You got me now? What's going on, man? That pizza was already on its way. I thought I was delivering it to the urgent care, man. How'd everything work out? Everything okay?
She's doing all right now. She's sitting over here. She's feeling pretty good now. It's crazy. You know, you go to urgent care and you're thinking, all right, well, you know, wait time will be 1 to 2 minutes. Man, you know, woman come out there, hey, we'll be with you in 5 minutes. Then a 5 minutes goes, oh, we'll be with you in 5 minutes. Then 25 minutes goes by. And you sit there like, man, if this was really serious, how urgent is this? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, man. And the funny thing is the person that's supposed to be dealing with you, she's sitting there on the computer. She's probably tweeting, you know, got a Twitter page or Instagram or, you know,
right.
If you check a Facebook, I'm like, come on, man. I mean, you know, I understand that my wife is not seriously sick, but if she was, this would be a problem.
Right. Yeah, but I had to chime in. Listen, I heard you mention a guy that called me out, and like I said, he's hiding. Now, you said your boy, what was his name, Duck Harvey, Duck and Harvey, or whatever, Harvey Duck, whatever it is. So let me ask you this. You said he went down this weekend, huh?
No, he went down a couple weekends ago. He ran, I think the boy's name is Sammy. Sammy Timon, I think his name is. He's got a 56 or 57 Chevy, and I think he gave Buck the break, or he gave Buck something. And they said he caught him at the top. So I know Buck is, like I said, Buck is 0-1 right now.
Buck is going to be 0-1 a lot this year, especially after how he's calling me out. Trust me when I tell you.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I know next week they got a race up at Capitol. Bruce Styles, a.k.a. Wicked Bird, is taking on Country Strong, Luke Collins.
Oh, yeah?
And I think they may be taking it through the quarter. I know, you know, Wicked Bird loves the quarter. So I really think they could be taking it out the back door.
Well, speaking of that, what is that guy, Buckle, what is he like? Because I'll run either or. Does he go out the back door, or he likes, you know, playing it safe going to the eighth?
Who is that, Buck?
Yeah.
I think Buck Harvey usually runs the eighth. But I have heard that he will take it out the back door. That's what a lot of people
right,
say.
Well,
he will take it out the back door.
Well, like I said, I just want to keep it out there. The man called me out. He can't hide because I'm gunning for him. I think, like I said, he might be my first shakedown pass of the season by the time I come down that way.
Yeah, I think he done went into hiding because a couple people, I think somebody had asked him. I think Mark Jones or somebody had contacted him about that, you know. Well, you know, you wanted to run him, and I don't think there was anything, any response or, you know, a yes or a no. So that may be a no-go. I mean, I don't, you know, he put the call out there. I won't give him, he put the call out there, and I don't think he was thinking about what he was saying, you know.
No, I think he might have been drinking. That's what it was, probably.
Yeah,
the alcohol
think,
was getting to him, I think.
No, I think it was sudden you're like, hey, man, you know, I'm going to put a video out, you know, because I'm going to tell you, these videos are subject to get you in trouble.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, I heard y'all got some big action locked in up there. May 4th, Kevin Hunt. Who is Kevin Hunt
taking
on somebody? Racing Jason.
Racing Jason out of Newark, out of Jersey. Yeah, they got, like I said, yeah. Like I said, off this end, like I said, you know, we go out there for a fair amount of change, but I heard Kevin Hunt, there's two races locked in that day, but I know Kevin Hunt and, Racing Jason are going at it, and I forget who the other race is with Kevin Hunt. I think it might be, there's a guy up here, what's he go by, Popeye, I believe. I'm not positive, but I know there's a couple of big races coming up in the next week or two up here. I believe they're at ACO.
Yeah, I've been talking with Petey on the Facebook. Man, I'm having the race, you know, I'm having a race in May. And, man, a lot of them boys are trying to come down, you know. I mean, I got two shootouts. I got a small block nitrous shootout, 28-75 re-entry. And it's 1,000 to win plus. Eric Falk from
right.
He's throwing in a dual voltage bottle heater. So he's throwing that in. Plus, I got a 28 run with the brung. Any engine combination, any power adder, that's 2,000. And that's free entry. Plus, we got some boys talking about they coming and they want some grudge action. We got a boy out of this, I think he's out of Northern Virginia. They call him the Blue Bunny.
Right.
Yeah, but The boys are going hard at it right now. They're throwing it. And then I think, oh boy, when you come out, the next time you come out DMV, I'm going to talk to him, but they David Shaw has an all-motor car. He said he would be willing, he'd be willing to talk to you about it because I think, you know, there may have to be a spot or something worked out, but I think they got a car called the Old Mob. That is it's a single car motor, I think, but it's not conventional.
Well, we can see, like I said, listen, I don't beg, like I said, we go out to gamble, like I said, you heard it a million times, so we'll definitely, like I said, we'll take action, so maybe we can get together, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was on Facebook. So it was on there that he had a car called the Old Mob. I think it's an old like a Chiba body or something. It's old pro soccer body.
Wait, you're talking about the boy from down you're talking about what's his name? What's the driver's name?
David Shaw.
No. That's one of those Sony motors. No, we can't sit next to that thing. He would have to give me a whole lot. Because like I said, I heard the cat's out of the bag on that one, Bo. That's if you go on Sony's website, we ain't got no business sitting to him. He couldn't make that race right. Because like I said, I know what I can do with that motor. He's out of my league. Put it that way. And I'll shake his hand. That's a state-of-the-art, that's a hell of a piece that man has got in that car. And it's a new car, because I don't think it's been out so many times. But like I said, I ain't got no business sitting next to that. And I couldn't even come up with a fair race for that thing.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, that's something that I would take, like I said, I would probably, if I had that bullet in my car, I'd probably sit heads up with Kenny Beecham with all his guns to that motor. That's a serious, serious piece right there. But, all right, JB, listen. I got to get back. I got to close down the store, my friend. So, like I said, let me know what goes on, and I'll be in touch next week, pal.
All right. Well, it's interesting you said that because it's now 10 o'clock, and, you know, I already got, I got the blog talk lady talking to me that I'm only going to be, you know, pushing it for another minute. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and shut it down. And next week, we will have Copperhead, Jason Gray. We will have Copperhead, Jason Gray. We're going to try to get Carlton Thornton on the line. We're going to try to get Leonardo Bannister, a.k.a. Nardo. We're going to try to get Bruce Styles. And we're going to try to get Lewis Collins on here next week because they got action going on. And, hey, that's what we like, you know. Trash talking allowed, grudge racing preferred. But this is JB. And, man, I'm going to catch y'all next week. Like I said, You know, I'm sorry for what happened earlier, but, you know, got to take care of family first. But, hey, we coming right back here next week. And like I said, we're going to try to get Leonardo Bannister, Carlton Thornton, Jason Gray, and we're going to try to get Bruce Styles on in next week because we got action going on at Capitol and Colonial Beach. So until next week, I will holler at you. This is JB.